Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Get Certified Together, created as part of Technicove, a free knowledge-sharing website based in London. If you love our content, please like and subscribe from your favorite podcast player. Reach out to us via www.technicove.com for suggestions and collaborations.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Get Certified Together series. Now, from this week episode, we will be, of course, starting our main topics around AWS Security Specialist Exam. Well, initially that was my plan for this week episode, but something interesting happened which I want to cover in today's episode. So what I got was an interesting email from ISC2, which I'll be covering in the main episode. And of course, I didn't really want to bore you with what the mail communication was and what I did as part of it. So I will be, of course, covering something around AWS Security Specialist Exam as well. I haven't prepared any topic around the examination itself. If you haven't checked our overview of the syllabus, then I think that walkthrough is really important because it will help you gain in understanding what we are trying to achieve from this journey. Now, in the main episode, like I mentioned, I'll be covering two topics today. One of them will be around that interesting communication with ISC2 around the CP points and everything. So I'll be covering around CP portal and what that means and what information and what new ideas I got as part of this. And of course, I'll be sharing something around AWS Security Specialist Examination mock test. Now, that mock test is provided by AWS, so it's not something I bought from anywhere. That mock test is part of AWS provided resources, and you can check the link, which I'll be providing in show notes as well. What you can do from that mock exam is, of course, take it upfront. Now, if you are new to AWS, it really doesn't make sense because you will not be knowing any AWS services part of that mock test. And of course, what we are trying to achieve from this journey is to get that understanding. But if you have some idea about AWS like me, then you can try it and you can get idea of the questions which might be coming. So I'll be covering those two topics in today's episode. It will be a short one. And if you think that this is something you want to know, then of course, meet me after this short.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Right.
All right, welcome back. So as part of first topic, what I'll be telling you about is around CP portal and ISC2. If you're new to security and if you don't know about what the hell ISC2 is, then ISC2 is a leading cybersecurity organization which conducts CCSP. Now CCSP we have already covered as part of our season one. Go check that out if you want to do that. But as part of CCSP certification, if you are certified, you get a nice certificate from ISC2. But then again, ISC2 is a member organization, so you can be a member for it and you have to pay some amount around that. So it's not a free, of course, complimentary membership. You have to pay a minimal amount and you will be a member of the ISC2. And as part of that, you can, of course, book more examination. You can look into different sources. You can be part of a nice cybersecurity community. What one thing they do as part of this membership is you have to gain some knowledge as you go on. So what they also do as part of this membership is they give you a nice CP portal like you can see on my screen. Now, this CP portal is where you can register what you're learning as part of your cybersecurity journey or cloud security journey. So maybe you are reading some books, you are attending some seminars, you are listening to podcasts, you are getting any sort of resources. You can mention it there in this CP portal. And as part of this, you will get some points. Now, you have to get total 45 number of points to prove yourself like you have earned some knowledge. And as you can see, this is my current status, means I started it, December 1, 2023. And so far, I have gained around 13 points and I'm still remaining another 31. So that's the whole point, means you have to mention what you are trying to learn in your day-to-day life. And if they approve it, then of course, you can keep it nicely in your dashboard portal. You can check it there. Now, what happened with me is I got a mail from ISE2 where they actually asked me to prove whether you have read a book. I have heard that they randomly pick someone, but I was not expecting that I will be the one who will be getting picked up this time. So what I did was I nicely mentioned like I have read a CCSP related book. It took me around 2 months to complete it. And that's the whole information, like the name of the book, order and everything, when I read it, all the information I mentioned there. And I received, I think, around 3 weeks after submitting that, I received information that you are chosen for auditing purpose and you had to prove what you have done as part of this CP points, like why we should give you these points. Now, as part of that mail, they mentioned different ways to submit the proof. So one of the ways, like you can of course take snippets and take photographs of the book, because it's about books, so you cannot prove in any other way. If it would be around seminar, then I think the most likely way is you have to submit the attendance or some sort of like entry tickets or something. But because it was a case of book, I was asked to show the photograph of my book, like front and back and some sort of around that. So I did that, means I submitted all the photographs. Of course, I was a bit suspicious. Like I was thinking like how anyone can prove that I own this book, means I can take it from a friend and I can take a photograph, right? Or I can even buy from Amazon right there and then itself and buy it. But of course, it's more on your concerns than those guys, because ultimately they want you to learn knowledge. And if you are proving it in some malicious way, then it's your fault and it's your loss. It's not their loss. So of course, because I have read that book, so it was easy for me. I took nice photographs around that. And of course, I submitted it. Once it was submitted, I think it took around another two weeks before they approve it. And later I realized why I think they took more time, or why they picked me for auditing, because book actually provide me 5 CP points. So each category it actually covers different points, and you can get equal points for any of those categories or those pointers which you are doing. I think book reading was the biggest one of them, because of course you are reading a book. So I got 5 points as once they approved it, and it was a nice feeling, right? Because I was kind of expecting that they might come back and say, okay, no, this is not the right way. Maybe you have to approve it in some other way that you have read this book. But they are, I think, okay with the photographs of book. And as I said, it's not their loss. It's your loss if you are giving some false information or trying to prove something which is not correct and get some points just for the sake of having higher numbers on CPEs. Ultimately, it's you who have to gain the knowledge, right? So that's what happened with me. Means if you have received similar mail, or if you get similar kind of mail in future while registering yourself on the CPE portal or while trying to upload some information on the portal itself, don't be scared. Means it's not a big deal to get that request from auditors. All you have to do is prove it that you have done, or you have attended a particular seminar, or you have read a book, or you have done some project around that. All you have to do is submit those proof and just be clear that you have done nothing wrong and this is just a random check and there's nothing to be scared about it. That's one of the things which I want to cover today. Another thing is around AWS Security Specialist Exam mock test. Now that, of course, you can see from the site itself. So like I mentioned, because AWS provides some nice resources, we can get our exam guide, we can get our basic security fundamentals and everything on the AWS resources as well. I'm not sure how relevant they might be. And I will be going through with them as well as we move into our main topic. But I'll be more relying on the book which I bought, and of course different Udemy and different LinkedIn learning sessions, different YouTube videos, and reading more about each topic and each services rather than following AWS specific portal resources which they are providing free, of course. Because what normally these vendors does is they provide quite limited information as part of their free resource guide, and what they end up is they ask like a paid training kind of thing. If you want to get more information, you take a book a paid training, or and their paid training is really expensive. So I don't think you guys need that, because of course that's why I'm here. I'll be going through these topics and I'll be sharing the knowledge with you guys, and hopefully that will be enough to get ourselves certified. But of course, whenever I get chance to take a mock exam, I take it either up front or when I get after the preparation, I also tend to take it, because it gives your real life scenario what kind of questions might be coming in the examination. So that's the one thing I did. To register yourself for this mock examination, you need an AWS Builder ID. Now, this is a free of course, just like your authentication ID, your email ID. That's a AWS Skill Builder ID you have to create. And once you create that ID, you have to register, or you have to use that ID to log in into the mock exam. I think slowly they are trying to make it more similar way of authentication for all of the resources. So if you want to book an examination, I clearly recall when I was booking a solution architect examination, I was also asked to use this Builder ID. So they are kind of consolidating that. Instead of using your email IDs, you have to use your unique Skill Builder ID. Now, this is something which you will get once you log in into your Skill Builder ID, and you will get all this portal. They will ask some basic question around contacting us and what kind of questions you might be expecting and all those initial terms and conditions and everything. What you really want to check is this bit, which is question set. So now those are the actual questions. Now, what interesting thing happened for me was, because I worked in AWS side of things before, I was kind of confident that I might be getting maybe around 50%. So they are total 20 questions. So initial 10 questions were really hard. So they are actually covering the real use cases and all those AWS services, which I told you that they will be covering in each and every question, because ultimately this is not a generic examination. This is a vendor specific exam. But again, that's what we are preparing for. I won't be going into each of these questions as part of this episode, because this doesn't make sense. This is something which you can do from your laptop and your system as well. But this is just a first question which I'm showing you as an example. So they are talking about a security architect who want to assess and maintain AWS resource compliance. To achieve this compliance, architect must confirm that subnets in VPC are not assigned a public IP address before the subnets are provisioned. Security architect also want to configure a solution to automatically detect and centralize a list of findings. What should be security architect doing to meet the requirements with the fewest configuration steps? Now, what interesting thing you can think from this question? First of all, this looks like a scenario-based question. And this is, I think, how all of these 20 questions in this mock exams are. They all are scenario-based questions. They have a unique use case. Each unique use case will be covering different multiple AWS services. So like in this one, it's talking about AWS VPC. It should not be having a public IP address, how subnets are provisioned. Then, of course, it's talking about checking the resource compliance as well, which of course you will be using some other AWS security service too. And then again, in the end, they are talking about the fewest configuration step as well. So I think we discussed in one of the overview episode as well, there might be multiple ways to find a solution or to fix something in cloud scenarios or in cloud systems. But what you always have to try is find the best one in terms of which require minimal effort, which of course require minimal operation, as in day one and day two. And I think costing is another factor, which I'm not sure how frequently costing will be covered in this examination, but any cloud specific scenarios or use cases, costing plays a major role, because what you don't want is having a solution which your organization or your company end up paying in the bags of dollars and pounds to AWS. So what you have to find is most cost efficient solution as well. Now, another thing which I find interesting was some of the questions were actually having multiple choices and multiple answers as well. So I find it much easier if you have to choose one of the option out of four, means at least you can just remove those who are not relevant and then try to find the best answer. But if you have to choose like two answers which might suit or which might fit the purpose and get more confusing and more challenging as well. So that's why I think this examination is much different than what we have done for CCSP. CCSP was way easier, I feel, because at least the content and the questions were tough, but at least the way the examination was set up, if you know about the cloud knowledge, if you have some idea about cloud security and generic info security, it should be good enough. But AWS actually targets more AWS-specific terminologies, and when you put in like those multiple choices and multiple answers scenarios as well, it gets way complicated. So I'm not going through all of these 20 questions as part of this episode. This doesn't make sense. And you can do this as part of your own self-learning this week. Once you have finished it, then of course you will get an idea what kind of questions might be coming in the examination. This will help us in not only making ourselves feel confident or maybe even less confident, I don't know how you look at it, but it will help us in getting a good idea about the kind of questions which are expecting. With overview, we have already covered what kind of topics will be expected in the examination. So now, after finishing the overview and this AWS mock examination, we are now completely ready to face our real challenge, which is around the real topics of the domain one, which is threat detection and response. Now, before proceeding for the main topics, I had two ideas. One of the idea was to go through each topic in the same sequence as it is described there, or try something new and actually go with what makes more logic to cover first. So for example, I mentioned it multiple times, why not they are covering IAM as the first topic, why they are bringing it all the way in the end. So that's why I am taking slightly more time instead of going through threat detection and response and just following task statement 1, 2, 3 in the same sequence. I am thinking of making much more logical sense of the services which should be coming first, so we can build ourselves from top to bottom or bottom to top, means whichever way you want to say it. But at least start from the beginning, get the basics right, set up an AWS account, set up organization, get your IAM and all those concepts around policies and everything sorted out. Then we think about securing the infrastructure. And last, we think about how we can do threat detection and response around that infrastructure. Because I was reading about threat detection and response to the first task statement, and straight away they started talking about like your EC2 is getting hacked, you are receiving some alert, what you will do, what kind of logs you will look. I was like, wait, if someone doesn't know what's an EC2 is, or if someone doesn't know what's a VPC is, does it really make sense to straight away talking to them about threat detection, how you will respond to an attack on that resource? I mean, first tell them about what that resource really is. So that's why I am taking a different approach from all those Udemy courses and all those LinkedIn learnings and everything. Because what I want to do is, as part of this series, we'll be going from what makes more logical to understand first. And from there on, we will try to build our knowledge around AWS and security. So that's why it will be slightly different. It might take some time to prepare myself as well, because of course I have to think from a different perspective. I cannot just simply read a book and then go through like line by line what I read for domain one and topic one. Instead, I want you guys to have basics right, and then of course you can have more information and more knowledge around each individual topic and task statement as well. So for the next week episode, what I'll be doing is I will be starting with what should be the best one to begin as part of AWS security specialist journey. I think it should be IAM, but I will go through again all of the topics, and whichever I feel like this is something which need to be started as part of our first episode, that we will be covering in our first episode. So that's all for today's episode, and for next week episode, let's catch up and let's begin our AWS security specialist journey.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Follow the show so you don't miss out, as we deliver piping hot topics every week.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.